The three witches are in a dirty old hut. In front of them is a big pot on a fire. There are a lot of strange and terrible things in the pot. An animal's head, a tooth, a dead man's hand, some blood. Someone is coming, sisters. Macbeth runs into the hut. Listen, he says at once. I have some important questions and I need answers. Do you understand? I want to know more about the future. Watch and listen, say the witches. The fire under the pot gets bigger and bigger. Suddenly there's a noise of thunder. Then Macbeth sees something strange over the witch's pot. It is a soldier's head. Macbeth begins to speak, but the witches stop him. He knows your question, they say. Listen, but don't speak. The soldier's head looks at Macbeth and cries, Macbeth, Macduff is going to hurt you. Be careful. I'm going to remember that, thinks Macbeth. Macduff must die. There's more thunder. The head goes suddenly from in front of Macbeth's eyes, and now over the pot there is a baby. There's blood on its face and body, but it smiles at Macbeth. Be happy, Macbeth. No mother's son can hurt you, says the baby. Good, thinks Macbeth. Everyone has a mother. I'm safe. Next comes a young boy. There's a crown on his head. He has a tree in his hand. Your enemies cannot hurt you, Macbeth, he says. But when the trees near your castle begin to walk, there's going to be trouble. Macbeth laughs at this. Good, very good. Trees can't walk. I'm going to live safely for a long, long time. But Macbeth has one last question for the witches. You call Banquo the father of kings. Is this true? Do not ask, say the witches. Why do you want to know? Tell me, cries Macbeth angrily. Just then a man walks across the room, and a second, and a third, and they all have crowns on their heads. They are kings of Scotland, kings of the future, and they are Banquo's children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. No, cries Macbeth, it's not true. Macbeth gets angry with the witches. He runs back to the castle. One of his men is waiting for him in the castle. My lord, he says, I have some news about Macduff. He's in England, with Malcolm. I think they're going to make trouble for us. Well, Macduff, thinks Macbeth, you're in England, but your wife and children are here in Scotland. You are safe, but they are not. They're going to die, all of them. When Macduff arrives in England, Malcolm is happy to see him. Macduff, my good friend, do you have any news from Scotland? He asks. Only bad news, Malcolm. Macbeth isn't a king. He's a murderer. He wants to kill all his enemies. Everyone in Scotland is afraid of him. We must stop him now, or the people of Scotland can never be happy again. We must stop him before he does worse things. Just then a messenger arrives from Scotland. He has some terrible news for Macduff. What is it? Asked Macduff quickly. Your wife, my lord, your wife and all your children are dead, says the man. For a minute, Macduff stands quietly and says nothing. Then suddenly he finds his voice. What? All my family dead? Who? No, wait, you don't need to tell me. I know it's Macbeth. I'm going to kill him for this. Macduff, nothing can bring back your family, says Malcolm, but perhaps I can help you. Listen, the King of England is my friend. He knows about Macbeth. He's going to help us. An army of 10,000 English soldiers is ready. We're going to attack Macbeth's castle. Are you going to come with us? It is late at night. One of Lady Macbeth's servants is with the doctor. I'm worried about the queen, says the servant. At night when she's sleeping, she sometimes gets up and walks around the room. She talks and does strange things. What does she say? Asks the doctor. I'm sorry, sir, but I don't want to tell anyone. Look, here she comes now. Lady Macbeth's door opens and she walks out. She's carrying a candle in her hand. Her eyes are open, but she's sleeping, says the doctor. Is that a candle in her hand? Yes, she always has a candle by her bed, sir, says the servant. She's afraid of the night and doesn't like it when it's dark. Lady Macbeth puts down the candle and begins to speak. We must wash our hands. Are you a man or are you afraid? No one is going to know the truth. What's this? Blood? In her sleep, she looks at her hands and cries. There's blood on my hands. He's an old man, but he has a lot of blood in him. Do you hear that, says the doctor. What is she saying? It's terrible. Lady Macbeth goes on talking. Macduff's wife and their children, where are they now? More blood. What are you looking at? There's no ghost. Look, Bonko's dead, I tell you. He can't come back from the dead. Go to bed. There's a knock at the door. Come give me your hand. Go to bed. Then Lady Macbeth stops talking and goes back to her room. The English army marches north to Scotland. Malcolm marches at the front of the army and his friend Macduff is next to him. Many Scottish soldiers join the English army because they hate Macbeth. Not far from Macbeth's castle, there's a forest. Let's stop here, says Malcolm. When we are ready, we can attack the castle. Soon the people of Scotland are going to be happy again. Macbeth stays in his castle. Every day his spies bring him news. There's an army near the castle, my lord, one of his spies tell him. There are more than 10,000 soldiers, say the other. What are we going to do? What's wrong? Are you afraid? Cries Macbeth angrily. This castle is strong and safe from attack. Macbeth isn't worried about the English army. He thinks about his visit to the witch's hut. He remembers the strange bloody baby and its words. No mother's son can hurt you. But Macbeth isn't happy. I have no friends, he thinks. I am the king and everyone is afraid of me, but they hate me too. My soldiers are leaving me and they're joining Malcolm's army. Just then the doctor comes to him from Lady Macbeth's room. How is my wife? Asks Macbeth. She needs to sleep, my lord. I want to help her, but I can't. She's worried about some strange things. He's afraid to say more. You must make her better, doctor, but now I must get ready for my battle, says Macbeth. Macbeth looks at the soldiers in front of him. Come on, he shouts to them bravely. We must be ready. The English are going to attack us soon. Malcolm's army is now ready for battle. Listen, everyone, says Malcolm. We're going to march toward Macbeth's castle soon. When we leave the forest, Macbeth is going to see us. When he sees us, he can attack our army easily. So every man must cut a branch from a tree and carry it in front of him. Then Macbeth can't see us. All the soldiers cut big branches from the trees. Then the army begins to march out of the forest to Macbeth's castle. Macbeth's army isn't very big, but he isn't worried. Listen, he says to his soldiers. There are thousands of English soldiers, I know, but they can't attack us because this castle is very strong. Soon they're going to be hungry and tired. In the end, they're going to go home. We can wait. Suddenly, Macbeth hears a noise. There's a lot of crying and worried voices in one of the rooms. The servant comes out of the room. My lord, we have some terrible news. Your wife is dead. My wife? Dead? Oh, no, I want to make a wonderful future for the two of us, says Macbeth. But now we have no future. Why does everything go wrong? Just then one of Macbeth's spies run in. My lord, something very strange is happening. The trees are coming nearer and nearer to the castle. What? Shouts Macbeth. No, never, it can't be true. Trees can't walk, but the forest is moving? What's happening? Thinks Macbeth. He is angry and worried now. What can I do? Is it better to stay here or fight? I'm not safe here. Then he shouts to his soldiers, open the doors, quick, meet the enemy, and when you meet them, attack. Macbeth's soldiers run out of the castle. When Malcolm sees them, he calls to his army, put your branches down, it's time to fight. This is going to be Macbeth's last day. Now attack! Battle begins. Many of Macbeth's soldiers don't want to fight for Macbeth, and they join Malcolm's army. But Macbeth fights bravely and kills many of Malcolm's soldiers. My soldiers are leaving me, he thinks. I am safe, though. Nobody can hurt me. Macduff is in the battle, too, but he doesn't fight. He's only interested in one thing. I must find Macbeth, he thinks. He is the murderer of my wife and children. I'm going to kill him. Soon, some of Malcolm's soldiers are near the castle. Let's go into the castle, they cry. The castle doors are open, and some soldiers run in. They are ready to fight, but Macbeth's soldiers are not in the castle. Just then, Malcolm arrives. Come into the castle, my lord, shouts his soldiers. He walks through the doors, tired but happy. Well done, my friends, he tells his soldiers. The battle is going to finish soon. The battle is bloody. Macbeth looks at all the dead soldiers in front of him. What shall I do? Thinks Macbeth. I have no army now. My soldiers are running away. But I'm not going to die. I'm going to fight. Just then there is a loud, angry voice behind him. Macbeth! It is Macduff. Macbeth remembers the visit to the witches and the soldier's head. Macduff is going to hurt you. Be careful. Don't fight me, Macduff, says Macbeth, or I must kill you, and I don't want to kill you. Don't speak to me, Macbeth. My sword is waiting to talk with you. Come on, are you a man? Then fight. The two men fight angrily. Many times Macduff tries to stab Macbeth with his sword, but Macbeth is quick on his feet and strong. In the end, Macbeth laughs. Macduff, stop fighting and leave me, he says. Know this, nobody can kill me. The witches know all about the future. I remember her words well. Be happy, Macbeth. No mother's son can hurt you. Perhaps your witches are right, says Macduff. But I have news for you, Macbeth. The doctors say they cut me from a dead woman's body. I don't have a mother. Now fight! Suddenly Macbeth feels ill. He can't fight. Why do I listen to the witches? He thinks. They only give me hope for a wonderful future, but now I have nothing. Come on, Macbeth, calls Macduff. What's wrong? Are you afraid? I must be brave, thinks Macbeth. I must forget the witches. I can fight without their help. Come on, Macduff, cries Macbeth. I'm ready to fight, and I'm not going to stop. One of us is going to die today. A few minutes later, Macduff comes into the castle. Malcolm is waiting in the castle with his friends and soldiers. Macduff is carrying something bloody in his hands. It is Macbeth's head. Scotland is safe again, cries Macduff. The true king of Scotland is here in this castle, he says. He is the son of Duncan. He is Malcolm, king of Scotland. Everyone cheers happily. Malcolm, king of Scotland!